Why do we develop the ordinary thought, okay, with respect to ourselves? Why do we develop the ordinary thought, I am Peter, I am Sheila, I am Harvey, I am Jane? Those are my grandparents. You know, why do we develop the ordinary thought, I am Peter, I am Sheila, like this? Maybe we think because our parents called us that. but we strongly believe this. Mm-hmm. Why? So ordinary appearances depend upon ordinary conceptions. So these two aren't independent. It's not like there's ordinary appearances over here and ordinary conceptions over here. The ordinary conceptions depend upon ordinary appearances. Therefore, this means that we think of ourselves as an ordinary person because ordinary aggregates appear to our mind. In this context, aggregates means body and mind. Okay, so because a gross, impure body and gross, impure states of mind appear to us. So, in dependence upon perceiving the body we normally see, perceiving our mind and our thoughts that we normally see, okay, we develop the thought I and conceive ourselves to be an ordinary being. That the meaning of I, we think I all the time, I. The meaning of I depends upon its basis of imputation. So if in truth, I is mere name, merely imputed by thought. But if I is imputed upon a gross, impure body and gross, impure states of mind, then we are an ordinary being. And we experience problems, suffering, without choice. For example, as an ordinary being, we naturally develop fear, anxiety. We develop many negative states of mind and so forth. Why? Because due to ordinary conceptions, we cling to an ordinary identity. Strongly believing, I am Peter, I am Sheila, like this. As a result, under the influence of these ordinary conceptions, we create contaminated karma, which is a little bit of a fancy way of saying creating impure actions, which then sow seeds within our root consciousness for an ordinary body, ordinary states of mind, ordinary world to arise again in the future. Okay, so right now, ordinary body, mind, world appear to us, and we think, I, my body, me, my world, like this. Okay. Because of this, due to ordinary appearance of a impure body and mind, we develop the ordinary conception, thinking, I, like this. Then, under the influence of these ordinary conceptions, we create contaminated karma and sow seeds, karmic seeds, within our root consciousness for the appearance of another ordinary body, mind, and world to arise again in the future. When that happens, if we assent to to those ordinary appearances, believing them to be true. Okay. Then we will only perpetuate this cycle of ordinary experience and samsara sufferings. You know? It's just it's a cycle, you know, arising due to ordinary appearances and ordinary conceptions. This is subtle, you know. And this is why Venerable Geshe-la said, when giving highest yoga tantra teachings, he said, this is real higher learning. This is real higher learning. Okay, so, and then it's due to then continually, life after life, clinging to an ordinary identity, relating to ourself and our world in an ordinary way, that we experience fear, anxiety, mental pain, suffering, and so forth. Mm-hmm.